Hello and welcome. Roni's Own Media and Roni'sOwn.com proudly present the Once Upon a Time Fan Podcast. This is an unofficial podcast dedicated to the ABC TV show Once Upon a Time. There are a number of ways that you can stay connected and interact with the show. Our main website address is onceuponatimepodcast.com. Our Twitter name is OUAT Podcast. We are on Facebook at facebook.com/OUAT Podcast. Our email address is feedback@onceuponatimepodcast.com. And our voicemail line phone number is 657-333-0626. Thank you for listening, connecting, and interacting with us. Your hosts are Jeff and Colleen Roni from Orange County, California. And now, on with the show.
Okay, so if there's any new folks listening, hi, welcome,
hello.
Thanks. Thanks so much. Is the after party was kind of an idea I had for us old folks at, you know, staying up late, like 9. and I said, well, you know, an after party for us would be something wild, like taking off one shoe. So that's kind of how the after party and the one shoe off began.
Yes.
So that's fun. But
and now Lady decides to take a nap under my feet.
That's right.
Crazy
well,
dog.
Yeah. Her after party is going to be spent sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
So anyhow, but just a bit of news, just kind of interesting, is that in Walt Disney World in Florida, they had a soft opening in the Magic Kingdom, which is their Disneyland, and they had a revamp of the Fantasyland, and there were some great pictures, and I was tweeting out some photos that people were taking from there.
Yep.
Because a lot of the bloggers in the Orlando area got to see it during a soft
That's
opening.
Cool. That's cool.
And soft opening is just not full bore opening, but just, you know, for folks that are there. And it's really neat. They have the Ariel's Undersea Adventure, which we have at DCA.
Yes.
Except for probably some of the things in the queue, it's the same ride.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, obviously, the queue is different. For instance,
sure.
The Pirates of the Caribbean queue is different in Florida
right.
than it is here.
Right.
It's
well, the ride's actually slightly different, too.
That's but. Right. Yeah, yeah. But
in a lot of cases, the ride is slightly different in Florida than it is here.
Yeah.
And in a lot of cases, the queue is way different.
Yes. And but from what I understand, Ricky Brigani, he's a podcaster that does Inside the Magic. He mentioned that the ride is the same. And I can see that, you know. So
yeah.
It's the same ride. But they also have Gaston's Tavern. And there's some really cool pictures of that with a lot of horns, obviously. And they had a lot of characters out there, so Gaston was out walking around and flexing his muscles and taking pictures with people and that kind of thing. But somebody said that the attention to detail was is just as good as Cars Land. And I went, there you go. See, that's the bar. Cars Land, I think, was really incredible. So
yeah, that was pretty
I can't
amazing.
Wait to see that one day. So anyhow, I just want to get that out of the way. It's kind of Once Upon a Time-ish, talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, anyhow, that's that. So, but yeah, we did rewatch We Are Both. And mm-hmm. like I said before, it's still so good. You know, there's so many of these great, great moments. And so, yeah, man. The one thing I wanted to talk about was Rumpel said, smelling the written word, and I wanted to talk about a couple mm-hmm, of mm-hmm. the scenes that we saw that.
Yeah.
It seemed to me that when Regina was sitting out in the back of her office, not where they film her office, by the way, but anyway,
right.
the apple tree the behind her office,
right.
is that she opened the book, blew onto the page,
mm-hmm.
and then it had this mist or some kind of smoke
brownish
that came up.
Yeah.
And she breathed it in.
Right.
And then we saw that her eyes became purple and the apples on the tree became just luminescent and red.
They were healed.
Yes. And so to me, I think that that enacts power or a curse or a spell. Mm-hmm, something. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Something happens when you do that.
Right.
But then I saw Korra do the same thing to undo the vines that were holding on to Regina.
Hmm.
So it's almost like an on-off switch or something.
Huh. Now I'm going to have to watch it again because, you know, and as we mentioned before, my first time watching it, I was so interrupted I could barely pay attention to what was going on. And then the second time we watched it was last night, and I was totally slightly mental because I knew I had very little time before my release. So I'm going to have to watch it again. But
yep.
Wow.
Yeah, life is pretty crazy. So, mm-hmm. you know, some people have more time to kind of pour over things. But, you know, we've got to keep the lights burning.
Yes,
so,
we do.
But anyhow, it seemed to me that blowing on the pages of a certain spell enacted the spell, and blowing it on again kind of shut it off, turned it off. And then we'll get to a list of other kinds of magical spells or things that have nothing to do with the book. I did find it fascinating
mm-hmm.
that Korra actually had to use the book
right.
for what she called a barrier spell.
But see, that's the thing. And again, I need to watch it again. But it didn't seem to me that she was using it for the spell. I think she just explained to her what was going on and was like, see here, you can learn it in this book kind of a thing. That's the impression I got. I could be totally, okay. completely wrong.
Well,
but that's what I honestly think was going on, is that she was not reading, you know, using the book right then and there to create it. It just felt to me like she wanted to show Regina
well,
what was in the book.
And we'll talk a little more about this concept of barrier spell in a bit.
Sure.
But anyhow. So when Regina was talking to James toward the end mm-hmm. of the episode, mm-hmm. he said, you know, you don't have magic and you don't have Henry. And she said, when I get one, I get the other.
Right.
And it just started kind of ringing like a bell. Two in, two out. I can't let go of that. And I found it interesting that when Emma grabbed Regina's arm, she had magic enough to enact the portal in
mm-hmm,
the hat.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Regina and Henry were together in her house, she had magic. She could make things appear. Remember, without Henry,
mm-hmm.
she just trying to light the candle.
Right.
She couldn't light the candle.
Right.
But with Henry there, oh my gosh.
But she had the book.
Okay.
But and that's what I'm saying. She'd already inhaled the written word.
Okay.
The smell of the written word. She'd already done that at that point.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Let me kind of continue here. Is with anything powerful, there's a positive and a negative that has
sure.
to be. And so, I mean, that's what I was thinking. You know, Henry...
I don't think Henry Emma, being there okay, had to do it. Emma definitely, because okay. Emma, there's something definitely going on with Emma.
Okay.
And I think part of that may be that it was another little loophole that Rumpel put into the evil, bad, awful curse.
Okay.
That she may have some sort of power she doesn't know about, right?
Yep.
But then...
that's true.
With the whole Henry being in the house, I don't think that was it. But I do know that what seems to me is Regina's magic works even more powerfully based on her emotions and intense emotions.
Right.
Not just,
right.
hey, I'm happy, mm-hmm. everything's wonderful. I think she has to have intense hatred, intense anger, intense rage, intense pain, or maybe intense love. And that's when her power is most potent, mm-hmm. so to speak. So, I mean, I don't think it was Henry being in the house.
Okay.
I really don't, just because of the timing of what had happened in the episode. But I do think...
But she said, when I get one, I get the other.
Yeah, that,
I can't
that doesn't...
step around.
When okay. she gets the magic, she's going to get Henry back. And that's exactly what happened.
Okay.
She got magic. She went and she basically scared the crap out of everybody by almost lighting the place on fire.
Yeah, okay. All right.
And that's what she meant.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a... he's going to give me my magic back. I don't think that was it at all. That's just me.
Well, I won't edit it. I'll just keep it in.
Okay, you should do that.
Anyway, it looked good on paper, so I figured I'd read it off. So,
yeah, sure.
I also thought it was interesting that Korra said, you'll hold the hearts of the people in your hand.
Yes.
It was a very clear statement.
Sure.
So.
Sure. Well, considering she proved to Regina that, yeah, you could literally hold their hearts in your hand. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's where Regina got the idea.
Sure.
To create a heart vault to hold, you know, if people didn't fall in line, rip their heart out.
Yeah. I'm going to probably do the same thing that you have done, is I'm going to wait until I see how Korra fits in with this whole Wonderland thing.
Yeah.
I'm really interested with that.
Yeah.
You know, so if in fact she is the Queen of Hearts, then there you go. That's easy.
Sure. But,
or there may have been, because her husband was there. Yes, Regina's father was there, but Korra's husband was also there, shrunk down. So anyway, it's almost like she was there, but then anyway, so yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. I think we're going to see that coming somewhere down the road.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about this barrier spell here for a minute. So when Tom Sneezy walked over the line that Leroy was investigating,
mm-hmm.
that
he painted?
Yes, right at the sign, of which I didn't catch that initially, but
yeah.
Right at the storybook sign.
Yeah.
And he exhibited what I've seen before as the Dark One's power. Okay. So, you know, when I thought about the border and then I thought of Korra mentioning a barrier spell, I put the two together. But the actual reaction was two different things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Vines restrained Regina. Vines restrained Henry from leaving an area. Okay. So to me, that's a classic Korra barrier spell.
Well, okay. So here's what I think. Here, I'm going to go down this path just because clarity just jumped in my head for this. I don't think the vines are the barrier. Korra used the vine to protect Regina from crossing the barrier.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Because Regina was headed to the barrier. Right?
Right.
So the vines weren't the barrier themselves. They kept her from going across.
Okay. Yes.
Henry, the vines were used to keep him from leaving her. Not a barrier spell, just leaving her. You know, getting away and getting back to Charming. She wasn't going to let that happen.
Right.
Her restraining of Charming, which she also did for Nicholas or Hansel and Gretel,
mm-hmm.
that was a "I'm keeping you where I want you" kind of a thing. And actually, with Charming, it was to kill him, to try and she almost killed him.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's just anyway.
Yep, and then Regina did the same thing with Maleficent in her castle. So this
kind of passing down.
But yeah, I was noticing the difference between the two. Okay, so it's probably two different types of things. There's the spell of I'm not going to let you leave, so therefore these vines are going to grab you.
Yep.
Or you know, then it is in fact if you cross over the border, things happen like your memory from your fairy tale life is erased.
Right.
So. And then if that's the case, then obviously we know that the Dark One had something to do with the border of Storybrooke somehow.
The Dark One or the Dark Curse?
The Dark One, because that's that power stuff. But remember when...
See, I don't put a lot of stock in what the colors mean. I don't put nearly as much stock as you do, only because, I mean, yeah, there's some things, but something like that, that barrier, that to me says something completely different. And here's why I'm thinking there's issues with the whole thing, and part of the reason why, which we didn't really talk about, is, I think we kind of did in first thoughts, Rumpel didn't know what would happen if you crossed the border.
Right.
Right? And I think, personally, I think the reason why he didn't know is because Cora put that barrier spell around Fairytale, the Enchanted Forest. Cora put that there.
Okay.
Okay. And because Cora is the one who did it, if we even go with, you know, a lot of, if you look at a lot of stories, fairy tales, you know, what have you, that talk about magic, the one who enacts it, the one who opens it or turns it on or does whatever, nobody else can undo that. They have to be the one to undo it. Bewitched.
Right.
Bewitched is a prime example of that. She could never undo her mother's spells because her mother had to be the one to undo them, right? But she could counteract them. So what I'm thinking is that Cora is the one who put the barrier spell around Fairytale Land, right?
Yep.
So crossing the border would create a problem. And she did that to keep Regina, but obviously, anyway. So I think there was a barrier spell around the Enchanted Forest before Regina enacted the curse. So you've got the first layer, which is the barrier spell that Cora enacted. Then you have the curse, which Regina enacted, which Rumple made the loophole for, so that Emma could break the curse. So we didn't have to wait for Regina to break it because Regina was never going to break it. And he knew that. And if that's the case, and if that's the whole premise of magic in their realm, that makes sense of why. So that's why he didn't know, because he may not have known that Cora put the barrier spell on.
Okay. All right.
And
that's what we're learning is that, you know, there are curses which have, you know, extensions over here, over there, over wherever. But then there's many things, many spells that are here and there and whatever. And
so that does add an interesting twist to that, because then in order for the barrier spell to be broken, Cora has to be the one to break it. If she's the one who put it on there, which I'm kind of inclined to think she did because she said she did, then what I'm thinking is, oh, well, hello there.
They're going to have to bring her back.
Right. They have to bring her back in order to take... He's going to have to figure out a way to get her back in order to take off that barrier spell so he can go out and find Balefire. Because he knows Bale's not in Storybrooke.
Right. So, and Manny, I got to credit Manny for this, is he put a thought in my head, which it was probably his thought to begin with, is that, you know, when Sneezy... lost his fairy tale land memory, we kind of say, oh, poor Sneezy.
Yeah.
But then Manny goes, well, but who could use that?
Yeah.
Ah, Mr. Gold.
Sure.
Gave him the keys to the car. I say, you got nothing to lose anyway.
Right.
Why don't you go over to New York?
Go to these places, find my kid. Right.
Bring him back.
Yep.
You know. And whatever, you know.
Right.
So, very interesting. Very interesting. And that's the kind of thing you have to kind of think about. Because initially, when you have something like that, that's obviously one of the story arcs.
Right.
You know, the rest of the brothers, the dwarves, are going to be digging, more than likely, the mine.
Right.
That we've seen before, possibly.
Right. Where Henry...
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and then that's kind of interesting, you know, in the official Once Upon a Time podcast, they mentioned if Henry would have went further, he would have found the, you know, Snow White's coffin plus the a dragon.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if they do break through.
Yeah.
What else will they find? That's kind of an interesting idea.
Yeah, it is a very interesting idea.
So what else is down there? You know, power things that they can use or what? So, but initially what we think about, well, let's get Sneezy's memory back.
Right.
But on the flip side of it, wait a minute, who could use that situation?
Yeah. Well, and who knows how, I mean, I'm sure a few of them probably could.
Because if in fact Mr. Gold, Rumpelstiltskin knew, pre-planned this whole thing.
Right.
He wouldn't have been waiting at the border. He would have kind of been waiting behind, you know, hey, can I talk to Sneezy for a minute? I'll bring him back. I have, you know, a deal I want to strike with him.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and I think he recognizes, that's why he's kind of hiding himself a little bit, is that he recognizes that they are not going to be happy with him either.
Right.
Because they know he's the one who gave Regina the curse.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
I made a little list of people who use spells and magic, so we can kind of keep up with that and kind of keep it in our mind. So Cora and Rumpel used magic to change people's clothes.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Fairies would have done that too, I'm sure, because that was the whole point of the fairy godmother. She would have done that too with the wand.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so
In fact, Rumpel used the wand to do that.
Right. So
right.
There's that. Okay. Right. So it's the wand or it's magic. But for sure, Cora did not have the wand. So she just, you know, changed.
Right.
And but then Rumpelstiltskin did not use the wand on James when he changed his clothes to go meet Snow.
That's true.
So, and then Cora, Rumpel, and Regina open and close doors with just their hand.
Right.
Just
kind of like
magical.
The Force.
Well, yeah. And then Cora and Regina.
That's simple stuff. That's parlor trick type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about that, changing clothes, you know, making things appear, disappear. That's magician stuff.
Right.
Right. That's where I think that whole, that's the basics. That's the elementary stuff. It's the book that gets you the bigger, badder, more intense and crazier magic.
Mm-hmm. So, and then Cora and Regina, maybe Rumpel, but I haven't seen that. Cora and Regina pushing people, restraining people with belts, lamps, and plants. Mm-hmm. They kind of have that down to a science.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then I probably, it'd be interesting to find out, but Regina for sure, and we've talked about this, uses... And we can now see this for sure that the mirrors are portals. Obviously, you know, Regina,
we've seen that,
can push James into the infinite forest,
right?
Throw fire through it,
right?
And you know,
dodge swords.
Also, Snoop, also Snoop on Snow White.
Yep.
And she's cavorting with dwarves. When did that happen?
Yep.
You know, so, yeah. And I was never sure how she could do that. You know what I mean? It was kind of like a eye in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
It was just weird. I'm not saying it couldn't happen. It's just, I found it interesting. Where was the other side of this thing? How did she do that? So... The old mirror is a portal thing. One more thing I wanted to talk about, unless you had something.
No, go ahead.
Is I wanted to kind of go through the evil and good, quote unquote, sides of magic. Okay.
Okay.
So we've got the evil side, which is the dark one. That's the knife, that kind of a thing that came to Rumpel.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow was split off and given to Cora somehow. And then Cora started to kind of pass it down. The book is important, but that's the evil side. Then there's the good side, you know, and we know for sure that, Mother Superior, Fairy God, or Blue Fairy, said that they need a wand and fairy dust.
She. We don't have wands or fairy dust, so
right.
Either one would have worked, I think, depending on what she was trying to do. Mm-hmm.
So we also know that fairy dust is kind of a compass because that's what The Blue Fairy said, well, we can, if we find a portal, we can get there. Mm-hmm. But to get back, we need fairy dust to guide us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the good side.
Yeah.
Okay. So what?
It seems to me that the wands are more what I would call everyday magic. Things like making things appear, you know, changing somebody's clothes, what have you. Now, granted, there are definitely certain things that have to be done with the wand, right? Like giving Pinocchio life,
right.
Making him a real boy instead of just wooden puppet. So that is a little more strong. But then you have fairy dust, which the fairy dust, remember, wasn't it? Didn't they use fairy dust to kind of like basically bomb the
right.
in the castle?
Put him to sleep, knock him out.
So it's almost like they're. I mean, what we've seen the majority of the you know uses for each is very different.
I also think it was interesting and not a throwaway line that somebody said. It was when Stealthy and was coming to rescue Grumpy. And he said, well, how did you get here? Well, Doc made some sleeping something, right?
Mm-hmm.
So somehow Doc got some of that magical fairy dust or something to kind of develop some type of a whatever.
Yeah, I mean, that's a possibility too, isn't it? You know, I mean, well, look at Snow. Snow got some
bad fairy dust.
Bad fairy dust.
Right. And we still don't know who that bad fairy... probably is Maleficent.
Possibly.
But then there's another interesting story. Was she one of the fairies? And did she break away?
Yeah, interesting.
You know?
It'll be interesting to see how it all plays itself out.
Yeah. So, but no, they're okay. So, Rumpelstiltskin, Mr. Gold, can make things appear
mm-hmm.
out of thin air.
Sure.
Like the book, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Regina had the power to change herself to a rat.
Mm-hmm.
There was also, like you said, Snow's mysterious powder, whatever, dust.
Fairy. Mm-hmm.
That could make a troll turn into, or anything. Turn into a...
something small enough to squash.
And Rumpel did that without any dust
mm-hmm.
in... Desperate Souls.
Yeah, he did. Mm-hmm.
So he turned that man into...
Sure.
Yep. So and like I said, there's these things that they're doing. And then the more you're looking at it, you're saying, well, that's similar to that. The fairies need the dust to do it, but the evil magic people don't. They
right.
just do it.
They just do it. So. And that's the thing is that, you know, I mean, there's a lot with that book, which, by the way, that book was pretty awesome. And there was that red heart on the front
yep.
cover, which I noticed that, of course. And, I mean, we all know that's, you know, the heart is a very important element in this show
mm-hmm.
For a lot of reasons.
Yep. Yep.
But it seems like those who have that book, it comes back to... I hate to say this, but it kind of comes back a little bit to Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Jedi and Sith.
Sure.
And the Jedi had, you know, certain things they could do, but they really had the you know, a lot of what they did was, you know, their lightsaber was their tool, their weapon, their power, so to speak. I mean, they had force, they had all kinds of other things, but at the same time, the majority of what they did was really, you know, they used their lightsaber a lot. Whereas the Sith, yeah, they had lightsabers. They used it. But they also had more, what's the word I want to use? Physical stuff where they could actually do it without any kind of assistance of anything.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm looking around and I'm pretty sure that... Snow White, the crest of that kingdom, had a heart in it as well. So we're seeing hearts on all sides now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'll have to verify that, but I'm pretty sure. So, anyhow, but yeah. So I mean, I think it does. Kind of bear some study in looking at the different ways that certain of these spells are done and who could do what. For instance,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think anything fairy dust made it happen, but Nova made that looking glass that Dreamy used to see the boat appear.
Yeah.
There was no dust. But
yeah, I mean, that's the thing, is that did she have some in her hand and she just kind of like, I mean, that we didn't see? Was it quick enough?
Okay.
Did she maybe have some residue on her hands and that just maybe, I don't know, maybe because they automatically have it on them? Who knows?
And, you know, I'm a smoke guy. The colors of smoke mean certain things to me. And
sure.
But it was interesting to kind of watch the whole things. Every time Rumpel flipped open a deal for somebody to sign,
mm-hmm.
it had a little kind of dusty thing that kind of flew off. And
right.
I didn't know if that was fairy dust or if that was just...
See, that's the thing. That's the thing. It's tough when they show us all this stuff and it has all these, you know, smoke, dusty, powdery, whatever you want to call it, residue from whatever the magic was. It's very difficult to know because sometimes they use the same colors for things and you're like, oh, well, wait a second. That must be fairy. It's very tough to say what is what. It's just, it's all magic. So that's just my thinking.
So, okay. Do you have anything that you want to discuss?
No, I think I'm good. Why?
That's all I got.
That's all you have?
That's all I got.
Okay. Here's something we kind of didn't bring up. August.
Right.
Pinocchio. And the only clip we saw of him was literally like 15 seconds of them panning up his body and all of a sudden his eyes blinking and then him being gone and Marco, you know, holding on to the hat. Oh my gosh, it was so sad. I love though when he walked past Henry and Henry whispered to him, "Hey." Mm-hmm. And you know he was telling him, "Go to Granny's. He's in room 2, you know, Granny's one," which was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yep.
So, Yeah. I thought that was really good. I was glad to see that we're going to see more of him. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see what happens to him. Is he going to stay a wooden boy, or will he get his life back? Please let him get his life back.
Okay.
I'm actually excited for Hook.
Yes.
It'll be interesting to see what'll happen with that.
I imagine you are.
Oh, yeah. Me and a million other women, because he's beautiful.
Mm. Okay.
He is. I'm just saying.
I'm not saying he's not.
Hmm.
So okay. I think we need somebody else in here.
What do you mean? We need
because I did find another Ima email.
Oh, okay.
About we are both. So
okay.
Don Juanito. Hello, my friends. This is Don Juanito.
Hey.
How are you?
Oh, I'm a little tired today, Don. How are you?
You look tired.
Thank you.
So please take that as a compliment. I don't mean...
I'm sorry. I don't
that
know
really came
any
out the
woman
wrong way.
Who would ever...
I,
no.
Sorry.
Any woman who will ever say, oh, he told me to look tired. That was the best compliment ever.
I need to... Can I come back in again, please?
No.
I need to...
Just do what you're going to do, man.
I'm just happy that this dog is asleep. This dog...
She is.
This dog
I'm
barks
telling
at everything.
You. I'm telling you.
Well,
she's out like a lot. I'm petting her foot.
I'm just
stroking her foot with my toes, and she's not even like, she doesn't even flinch.
I like that in a weird way. I'm not going to look anymore at that. I am here to read this email from Freebish.
Oh, good. Okay.
And so
she read her own email last time.
And I felt very alone in this world.
No.
I did.
Oh.
I felt very alone. And so I went to an Apple store and there's a lot of people there.
I bet.
Yes.
Trying to buy the iPhone 5s?
Very expensive. The Apple store. Very, I don't know how the people.
Were you surprised they didn't actually sell apples there?
You know, I was. I really was because I really wanted an apple.
Yeah. I like
apples,
too.
Maybe I need to see Regina.
I'm more of a pear person, though. I like pears. Do you like pears?
Pear of apples? Sure.
No. Pears. You know, Bartlett,
I do.
Bosque,
I like pears,
Dongju.
Yes.
The best are Comus pears. Those are,
what kind of pears?
Comus.
Have you been drinking?
No. Oh. No, but I really want to get some scotch later.
Okay, well, I know somebody who's Irish. I don't know any Scotch people.
No. Oh, never, never call somebody from Scotland Scotch. They're not Scotch. Scotch is a drink. Scotch is tape. They're Scottish.
Butterscotch?
You can call them Scots, but not Scotch. There's a difference.
You know, I think I'm going to read this email. I've gone down a road. I don't know how I got there.
I know. Well, that's because Sassy Colleen is out to play right now, apparently.
Wow. Are you drinking scotch right now?
No. No, we don't have any in the house, so unfortunately I need to get some.
All right.
I've been told that's what I need to start drinking, so I'm just saying.
I don't think you need to drink it. I'm going to read this email. I'm a Freebish. Well, hello, my fellow fans. This is another segment of Ima's emails. Now, for the first episode of the season, I read mine because it's easier to get my sarcastic nature. She's not sarcastic. Do you think? I don't think.
No.
Get my sarcastic nature by when I read it rather than in printed words. For this one, I'm writing it for Señor Juanito so he can read it. Speaking of the Don, oh, she's so nice. She called me the Don.
The Don. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I think he should open up a Mexican cantina in Storybrooke. You know, I've thought about that. That's a great idea. I will call it, Don Juanito's.
So original.
It is.
I would never have guessed in a million years that's what you would call it.
Yes. I can't call it Starbucks. I can.
No.
They would sue me.
Well, ooh. Right. And did you say you wanted a cantina? So, yeah, no, you can't serve alcohol at a Starbucks. Well, I think some of them actually tried.
You know,
and they
the thing is, I would keep out Dr. Whale. I would be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
He would come into my territory of my women. It would be very bad. So anyway, I'm going to continue to read. Anyway, this episode, I continue with I'm a Freebish's email here. Anyway, this email was filled with so much of my lady that I don't think I can handle it. I watched the same episode and I could barely handle it. But anyway, the best episode by far. Enough talk and let's get it to it, my friends. Regina Feelings. Was she in the show? Oh, I know. No. I know what she means. I know what she means. I understand.
Yeah.
I had feelings too. But I will continue.
Yes,
well, that's all from me. That's all from me, folks. You might be wondering, that's it? Well, it's because that's all that was going on in my head the entire episode. Wow. It was so... Well, okay.
I know.
Well... You know, it's okay. My lady brought it and left me speechless. Well, yes, okay.
Wow.
This episode was far better than Stable Boy. Yes. There was no horses. Yes. I just couldn't. All I wanted to do was hug Regina for the entire episode. From her cuteness in Fairy Tale Land to her evil, emotional, remorseful face in Storybrooke. I would imagine there'd be a long line of people that want to hug Regina. So you'll have to get in line.
Yes.
I will talk to Rick. Maybe he can get you to the front of the line, the hug Regina line. I will talk to Rick. Mr. Security Guard Rick. Hi, Rick. Do you think he listens to the show?
I don't know. I think it'd be cool if he did.
I think Kate... The wonderful ice cream lady.
Yes.
From Steveston, listen.
Yes, at Sarah's. Yes.
Yes.
I believe she does.
Big love to Kate.
We love Kate.
Yes.
Too bad you didn't get to meet her. She was awesome.
We need to get ice cream flavor for Don Juanito.
Oh, spicy.
Oh, can you
spicy
imagine?
Spicy caliente. Mm.
It's just rum and a little bit of cayenne.
No. Really? Rum is your drink? Are you sure you don't mean tequila? Tequila?
tequila, people would be singing and stumbling around.
Dude, some Patron flavored ice cream with some a splash of lime and some salt and maybe then some cayenne.
Seriously, are you drinking?
I'm just saying.
Seriously, are you drinking right now? I'm going to smell the cup.
I swear.
I'm worried now.
I'm just saying.
I'm calling the popo and they're coming over.
No, you did not just say that.
I did. Oh, you want me to say it again?
No, please don't. But no. No, seriously.
Okay.
I would have thought you would have gone with tequila. Just me.
No, I happen to be part pirate and they like the rum. So, rum.
Oh, well, yes. Pirates do like rum.
Of course they
do. Pirates like rum.
Yes.
Rum gives headaches.
Well.
I have a dog licking my toes.
Yeah.
For some reason, all of a sudden, she woke up and decided to lick my toe.
I don't know if I want to know
She
about
was
that.
Biting my toe earlier.
I'm going to...
What?
Please, please.
Okay,
I'm going
fine,
to,
whatever.
I got to go. There's a Here Comes Honey Boo Boo marathon. I need to read this, and I need to go to watch this show.
Oh, no, don't do that. Really.
No. Oh, it's more fun than the Barrel of Monkeys.
Yes, not really.
It's more fun than Dr. Will trying to find his car after he's been at my cantina all night.
Yes.
He's got the keys out, walking around, scratching on the wall. He keeps saying, "This is my car. This is my car."
Who says this?
Dr. Will.
Oh, does he? Well, no, right.
This is my car.
I think he drinks scotch, actually.
And then he walks up to the women. Drive me home. Drive me home.
Somehow I don't think so, but okay.
He is a rascal.
Is he now?
People seem to think I'm a rascal. I'm really not a rascal.
Sure.
I'm a pussycat.
That's exactly.
I am not a rascal. I'm a pussycat.
Yes, I know. It just kind of sounded
What's
funny
new,
for some
pussycat?
Reason.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
No. What's what I was going to say is that...
Say it. Just say it.
I can't remember now.
Oh, see, it's the scotch in your cup.
I don't have scotch in my cup.
You are.
I don't.
You're drinking right now.
I'm not.
All right, I need to finish this.
Please do.
Because... It is for Ima.
Okay, please do.
The only time I thought of anything else was at the very end when Snow and Emma got thrown in the hole. And that is Stranger Danger. No, Emma, she is not your friend. And that is true.
That is very true.
Cora seemed nice, but kind of like an ex-girlfriend, you know, you say, oh, no, they've changed. Oh, no, they have not changed. They're the same person that you broke up with. And blocked her away from the Facebook page. What is wrong with your dog? Your dog is chasing the tail.
She's going bananas trying to get her tail. I don't know why. I'm sorry.
Is the dog drinking scotch?
No.
This dog is crazy.
I'm sorry. It's Raymond.
I was
sorry.
On the roll. I was saying funny things. And then the dog was chasing the tail now.
She's totally losing it. Oh, my gosh. Anyway.
This is why people need to call in and leave the voicemails.
Right.
Because when you give me a microphone.
I know.
I will just keep going.
I know, and that's what's scary about it.
On and on and on. I will go back over, and I will sweep in the library.
Okay. They want you to sweep in the library, though.
Yes, they do. I'm a sweat sweeper.
Yes, they do.
Yes.
They do.
So I'm going to finish reading these.
Oh,
is
yes,
anyone else
do.
In the chat room? They've all left. They've
no,
all
some people might have.
Jumped the
but
gun.
Yeah, anyway.
All right. Well, my dears, until next time, keep it real. I'm sure. Oh, I had to. I thought of something.
Oh. I can hardly wait.
Good. Well, Rumble said. He said, and I'm quoting, these are straight-up spells.
Oh, yes.
And I think...
You picked up on that too, huh?
Yes, I think he was showing his pimp with the limp, and that's what
you know
Ima
what?
Talks about.
Yeah.
You know, because I feel like he left off a word. These are straight-up spells, yo. I think he left off the yo at the end of that. because I thought,
or maybe another word that I won't repeat.
I thought he was going to cross his arms and do the peace signs, you know, like, you know, West Side Storybrooke, East Side Storybrooke, you know, all over Storybrooke.
No.
Now, Mr. Gold, you got to be nice to him.
Yeah.
He will run you over with his big car.
His big Cadillac.
His car is so big.
It's a Cadillac.
I wonder what gas is like. No, we know what gas is cheap.
It's super cheap.
I got to move to Storybrooke.
I know. I would like to move to Storybrooke
too. In California.
Crazy cheap gas. Yeah. Which we actually know the reason why it's cheap. But anyway. Yeah. So, yeah, maybe that was a whole like shout out to Pimp with a Limp.
See. See, poor Ima said this is the shortest email. It's now the longest email well, that we, it's ever been.
We fed into it a little bit, yeah.
You thin? Just a little bit?
And apparently, I mean, Lady wanted to get in on the action, too, because right. She was going to read it, but she didn't have...
I could sing Cuban Pete.
Oh, no, please
anyway,
don't.
Well, my dears, until the next time, keep it real. I'm sure I'll have much more to say next week. Big love to all. And have an awesome week. P.S. Gold is totally the Emperor and Regina is totally Darth Vader. Regina went to the dark side. I would tend to agree.
Yeah.
Padawan Ima. Thank you so much for the email.
Yes.
And I think I have overstayed my welcome.
Really?
But I will see. Maybe there's more emails that I can read.
Oh, no, I'm a little afraid of that, frankly.
Let me see here. I'm going to look. It is... Obi's girl sent an email and said that the magic... using the analogy for drugs for magic, because Z-Rumple is addicted to magic. I tend to agree.
That's an interesting point.
Yes. And we also got an email from Listener Ken up in Canada.
We did. Aww.
And it said that he... What?
She thought I was telling her something. Oh. Sorry.
So, no, he was mentioning that they caught the glimpse of the pirate ship sailing out of Steveston Harbor Saturday morning.
Really?
During his bike ride. Listen to me. Listener Ken is a very fit guy.
Yes.
He has walks with the dog. He rides bikes.
Yeah.
He is something I need to be.
Yes.
More fit.
Yes.
Less Patron. I don't drink Patron, though.
No?
I told you, rum.
Okay,
less
fine.
Rum and more bike riding.
Yeah, I would say so.
We should ride bikes up to Steveston.
Well, that would be certainly
fun. That would be pretty amazing. So anyway, yes, and the one thing I want to...
It would take us a month to get there.
Well, we need to leave now. We need to go, everyone. We're going to Steveston now. No, but the thing is, I don't think Jeff is coming back.
I don't think he is. No. I'm scared of that, too.
I really wish he's cleaning up the backyard. I think that's what he's doing.
Well, I know that's not true. That is so not true, because he doesn't do that normally. So he's up to some trouble, then, if he's cleaning up the backyard.
You see, we go right up to the line. We don't go over the line. We go right up to the line.
Yes.
Is anyone still in the chat room?
Yeah, there's still a few people in there. Surprise, surprise.
I think they've all ordered food and they've walked away. Anyways, yes. And that's the one thing is the Steveston Harbor does have the tall ships. And I was thinking
the
about
tall sheeps?
It. Tall sheeps? What?
Tall sheeps?
No, the sheep with the sails.
Oh, not the lamb type sheep.
I'm going to smell that cup over there. I know you're drinking something.
Caffeine free Diet Coke, baby.
Crazy. Anyway, the small ships. And a little bluebird a while back gave us a little tip that they were also filming at Britannia Beach up in Canada for the show.
Yes.
And there was some boats involved there.
Oh, nice.
Boats and sheeps. Okay. So I want to say a big love to Ken for this wonderful email and all the bluebirds. We love our bluebirds.
What bluebirds?
Up in the Steveston area.
Oh, right.
We have the best bluebirds in the world up there.
Who does?
We do.
We.
We, the family of the podcast.
Oh, yes. Yes, we do.
And so these bluebirds, they know the metric system.
They do.
I do not.
It's not that hard. It's not that easy either.
I don't know. Oh, I got to go.
Oh, do you really?
I have to go.
Okay.
There's something happening that I must attend to.
Oh, no.
And it's a secret I'm not going to tell you.
Okay.
But I'm going to bid you adieu. Big love to everyone.
Adieu. What are you... You're not French either.
What? What?
Adieu is a French word, not...
I like the French. They're kissing and they're toast and
not
their fries.
Adios.
Really good.
Adios is what you would say.
Adios.
Oy vey.
Adios and a big love to you. Mucho love.
Anyway.
Bye-bye now.
Okay, then. Bye-bye.
Are you okay?
I'm perfectly fine. How are you?
Okay. There's something magical about the dog. It has to put stuff on the bottom part of the mic stand.
Well, then we'll have to switch over to the tabletop mic stand then, won't we?
All right. And then you got to be careful about banging on this table.
That's all right.
So anyway, are you excited about tomorrow?
I am, actually.
Once upon a time.
Well, yes, for sure. Excited about that. I know. On my TV and in my home, not in... Although, dude, let me just tell you, I'm going to plug the Aria right now because, holy cow, that is an amazing hotel. I got to stay in the Aria in Las Vegas for 3 nights. It was unbelievable. The shower in the bathroom, not the whole bathroom, just the shower, which has a bathtub in it too, this huge bathtub, bigger than my bathroom. Not even kidding. It was ridiculous. It was so amazing. The room, everything was controlled by a touch screen, kind of like an iPad almost. And it was, I could control the curtains opening and closing with the touchpad. I also had buttons on the wall to close, open, stop them. I could dim the lights by the, everything was controlled. The TV was controlled by this touch screen. It was crazy. I could set an alarm to go turn everything off. And then I could set another alarm to turn on the television, tell it what channel to put it on, to open the curtains, to turn on certain lights or all of them. It was unbelievable. Unbelievable. So anyway, I'm plugging the Aria. So I did get to watch it, but the funny thing is by the time I got checked in, it was like 10 minutes to 8 on Sunday night, and I was panicking because I couldn't figure out how to work the TV, and I couldn't figure out how to make the channels go up and down, and it drove me nuts, and I finally found Once Upon a Time, and then I couldn't find the volume control, and then I kept getting interrupted by these people bringing my luggage and people bringing my dinner, and it was just, it was crazy. So yeah, I'm very much looking forward to... believe me, I loved staying at the Aria. It was wow, wow, wow. Gorgeous hotel. Didn't leave it for 4 days. It was amazing.
Yep.
But I am very glad to be home and very glad to be watching it on my own little house, my own little couch with my own little puppy dog and my own husband.
Yep. All right. So I wanted to talk about one more thing, and maybe you might have something else.
What?
I don't know. So we are venturing into YouTube. And I've been thinking about this a long, long time. And I'm creating little quizzes on YouTube, interactive. And so I hope you will check it out. Now I have the link here. Hopefully everyone goes to the blog.
Okay.
It's a really cool blog, and we really work hard at getting cool stuff on there. But yeah, the first one that I posted, it had just two questions because I didn't want to waste a lot of time if it didn't work. So I kind of just put a few questions out there. But it works, and it's been IMA approved. So
well, then it must be good, right?
Let's see. Oh, that's not right. Oh. Let's do this. Almost there. There we go. Okay.
Wow, this is just riveting.
Yep.
Silence.
Okay, so there is the...
You have no link there, okay. Darling, because you have not turned them on.
Okay. Let's try that.
Oh, much better.
Okay, so there is that. And go ahead and take it, share it with your friends and all that. So, anyhow, what I'm going to do tomorrow is I'm going to get a bunch of Big Love listener packs and get them ready to mail out. And so thanks, Shannon. Yep, that's on my schedule list. And also,
what is on your schedule list? People can't read the chat room that are listening. Oh, gotcha.
Yep. So, and we're also going to get Granny's knitting corner back online, and also get it moving forward, and also the fairy tale corner. We're going to get that moving again. It's just, you know, there's so much, and I think once we get moving forward, it'll be easier, but
yeah,
it's kind of it's tough now. So, all right. So that's it. I want to send big love out to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Hang in there. Take care.
Yep.
And we will be watching Once Upon a Time tomorrow.
Yes.
So I will be sending out this week some surveys, and I really need your input because we want to be a better show. And so to do that, we need to get input from you. So we are going to ask questions about what you'd like to see in the show and that kind of thing. So please take the survey and fill it out.
Yep.
And appreciate that. So, yeah, first thoughts after the episode. And, yep. So, okay. That's it. Take care, guys. Big love. And we will be talking at you during first thoughts.
Bye.
Take care, guys.
Thank you for being a part of this podcast. This is an unofficial podcast dedicated to the ABC TV show Once Upon a Time. This is Wayne Henderson, the voice of the Once Upon a Time fan podcast. And if you want to know more about how my voice acting services might work for you, check out MediaVoiceOvers.com. And now, all of us here at Roni's Own Media and MediaVoiceOvers.com look forward to sharing the love and enjoyment of the Once Upon a Time TV show next time. Take care.